Like every other Monday, today, Monday, the 25th of April, 2022, our food markets are so dynamic and busy with many consumers coming to buy commodities to replenish their stocks that were exhausted over the weekend. Some vendors are coming from as far as Gokwe, others from Buhera, from Kuruwe, from Zarabani, to buy commodities which are not found in their home areas for resale. Just showing how important our food markets are in food distribution and making sure people get their nutrition. As usual, prices starting with potatoes. Charts today are $4.50 to $5. Small, $4 to $6. Medium, $7 to $8. 15 kg pocket. Large, $9. Extra large, $10. There's been a slight decrease in prices from $11 over the weekend. Just showing that supplies have increased over the weekend. Tomato standard today is 9 to 14, which is quite an increase from 12 over the weekend and last week. Wooden box, 150 to 350. A lot of buyers really concentrated on the wooden box, which is quite affordable. Plastic dish, $1. Plastic dish is usually bought by urban consumers who are mainly near the market. These are not in a hurry to buy in huge volumes. They just buy small volumes, which they can exhaust over a few days, and then they come to buy again. Vegetables, cabbage head is going for 25 to 50 cents a head. It's not changing really much. Farmers can make money on volumes. If you've got a lot of cabbage, then you can make more money compared to if you've got fewer, because you really sell by size. Sometimes other buyers prefer to just have an average. If they can look at small, medium and large, they come up with an average price and then we agree to sell to each other. Kovo, $2 to $2.50 today, so it's a slight increase by 50 cents. Rep, $2.50, Sunga, $2.50 again. There's like more of the vegetables are really having the same price today. Beetroot, $1.50. Onion, 10 kg pocket, still at $4.50 to $9. 60 kg bag, that's 60 kg semia. We call it a semia in the market, it's a 60 kg bag. It's a seg. It's going for $24 to $28. English cucumber, 15 cents to $1 a panet. Cauliflower and broccoli still at $1.50 a kg. A salad, $1. Chili pepper still at $1 again. Lettuce, 15 cents to $1. Cherry tomato, $1. It's not changing much. Garlic, $2.50 to $3.50 a kg. Ginger, $2 to $3 a kg as well. So we see all kinds of measurements being used in the markets. Semias, those are big bags. Then we have crates, and then we have kgs and others. These are more important measurements in the market, as well as panets. Okra, $1.50 to $2.50, a 5-liter. Eggplant, $1. Mushroom fresh, $1.50. We don't have gem squash in the market at the moment. We also don't have wild mushroom, which has gone out of the market completely. Head and yellow pepper, a kg is going for $2.50. And then in the dry section, there isn't much change in terms of prices. Matemba, 20-liter bucket is still going for $36.38. Madora, $30.35. Sugar beans, $18.22. Soya chunks, $2 to $3 per 5 kg, and then our dried vegetables, munyemba, still at $16 a 20-liter bucket. Munyeve, $14.16. It's not changing much. Mutsine, $15.16. There's just a slight change depending on quality and freshness. Some were dried many years ago, others are just fresh, maybe they are for this year. And dried kovo and cabbage is $15.18. It's just the highest price in the dried vegetable section because there are a lot of value addition that happens there. High value crops, sweet potatoes. A 20-liter bucket is still going for $2.50 to $4. A 60 kg semia, that's a 60 kg bag, $18 to $20. We have sweet potatoes coming in the market now in huge volumes to compete with bread. We have seen the price of bread rising to $3.50, about $350. Then Magogoya, $12 to $15, a 20-liter bucket, 60 kg semia or 60 kg bag, 85 to 90. Butternuts today are 45, 48. We've had a supply over the weekend, with good supply from Benson Mine in Mtoko and other areas. $45 to $48 a semia, that's a big bag. Carrots also sold in big bag semia, $15 to $30. Green pepper, $10 to $12. Cucumber, $11 to $14. We have a number of suppliers from Centenary called Mapostory. They are really supplying a lot of cucumbers at the moment. Fine beans, $12. We don't have peas at all. Fine beans supply is quite high. Green meal is $1.20. It's not changing much. It doesn't. Sugar cane is not in the market at the moment. We expect more to be coming from the lower field in the next few months. Sweet potatoes, sweet reeds, I mean, that's a bundle. It's going for $2 to $3 a bundle. That's Ipka. And then on the fruit basket, we have more than 18 types of fruits, just showing how the market is important in mobilizing all kinds of fruits for consumers to meet their nutrition needs. Fruits, what is missing in the market? Masao Matowe is not in the market at the moment. It will be coming in the next few months. Nyi, 5 liters, still going for $3 to $4 a 5 liter. Maoyu, the same, $3 to $4 a 5 liter. Apple, $20 to $24 a box. Avocados, $50 to $80 Zim dollars each, or dollar for two, for three. It has been like that for a while. Banana, $7 to $9 a crate. Grape, $16 to $20 a box. Oranges, 10 kg pockets going for $4 to $6. We still have coming from Mazowe and other areas, like other orchards. What is not in the market at the moment? Apricots and nachos are not in the market. PS, $12 to $15. Strawberry, $1 to $2 a punnet. Rusika, that's tamarind, $1 a punnet, a small packet. Popo, $1 again each. Plums, $2 a punnet. Then nectarines, $1. We don't have mango anymore. Mango ended, we have mango end of March. Peaches, $12 to $14 a crate. Matamba, we don't have matamba anymore. Coconut, $1.50. Watermelons, 50 cents, small ones, $1, big ones, sometimes $2. Leeches, $1. And then Truvu, still in the market, doing very well. $2.50 to $5 a 5 liter. It's coming from many rural areas, just showing the importance of preserving our indigenous fruits. Pineapples, $12 to $15 a crate. Lemon bucket is going for $3.50 to $4. In most rural areas, we see farmers just leaving lemon to just rot. They don't even take care of lemons in areas like Chivu and others. Sometimes you see goats eating lemon that we have fallen from the tree on their own. Yet lemon are really needed in the markets. They are quite good for fighting flus and others. They are quite good. They are needed in the market. Farmers have got lemon. The market is waiting for them here. And then on the food crop section, maize grain still is $4 a bucket, a 20-liter bucket. Usually it measures around 18 kgs. Maize mumare, $23 a bucket. Nzungumu show, that's groundnuts, shelled groundnuts, $22, $24. We still have a lot of business around peanut butter processing. And then fresh groundnuts still at $5 to $8. And then unshelled groundnuts, $4 to $5 a bucket. And then groundnuts mumare, dried, cooked, and salted and dried, $7 a bucket. Nyimo shelled, that's around us, $20, $23 a bucket. We have big business around Mtakura, around our indigenous markets, around the SMEs and others. Fresh nyimo still at $10 a bucket. Soybean, $12 to $15 a bucket. We've had farmers who are saying they want to sell soybean in the mass market. That's the price. If they want to sell in tons, perhaps they can sell to United Refineries. There are companies that are saying they are actually going to import soybean because the supplies in the country are low. But you find that in most farming areas, soybean is available. Maybe it's a question of mobilizing it. Wheat, $8 to $9 a bucket. Popcorn, $16, it's not changing. Cowpeas, that's Nyamba, $10 to $16 a bucket. 16 billion the highest price for the good quality. Sunflower, $12 a bucket, it's not changing. Rio, that's finger millet, $20, $22 a bucket. Munga, pearl millet, $10 to $13 a bucket, it's not changing much. Rice shelled, that's brown rice, our own indigenous rice, $40 a bucket when it's processed properly and when it's shelled properly. Unshelled, $25 for those who want to go and shell for themselves, $25 a bucket. We don't have sesame, Runinga in the market. Mapfunde, that's soga, $12 a bucket, it's not changing much. Want cucumbers, magaka means $10 a saseka, that's a big bag, a semia, it's called that's a big bag. And then on the poultry section, broilers, ordinary, are going for $6. Mothers, those are big ones, are going for $8 to $9. Off layers, $3 to $4 each. Roadrunner hens, sheche, that's $2.50 to $5, the bigger ones. Cocks, $6 to $7 each. Then guinea fowls, hanger, $7 to $10 each in the market, depending on size. Ducks, $9 to $12 each. Turkeys, $25 to $30, 30 being the bigger ones, usually cocks. And then pigeons, $1.50 to $2 each. We've had a lot of production of pigeons now. Rabbits, $8 each. Eggs, small, $3.50. Medium, $4.50. Large, $5 a crate. The markets are quite dynamic at the moment. They are quite busy with different kinds of foods. They're showing the importance of using our markets to monitor our food diversity so that we don't have to depend on a few value chains. When we focus on our food systems and really pay attention to every food and develop it, we may not even need to worry about imports. We not even want to worry about what happens when in Ukraine and Russia, where we get wheat, because we'll be having substitutes. all our foods, most of our foods have substitutes. For instance, substitutes for bread, sweet potato, and many tubers are now a very good substitute, including even potato is also a substitute for bread. In any case, most rural consumers don't even worry about bread. They make their own bread where they can. When they can't, they can't. They can still have other substitutes. So we need to broaden our food basket as a country and put resources towards all foods, not just a few value chains, which makes us vulnerable in case there is a war somewhere. Then we won't get food, or we end up having prices rising abruptly because we have depended so much on imported foods. So that's what happened. Our markets can give us very important signals about our food system in the country, and we continue to monitor it to see what happens. But we are happy that at the moment diversity is quite good. It just needs improvement, although prices are relatively low compared to what farmers want due to low buying power. But we think this situation will change very soon. As always, my name is Charles Dewa E. Mukambo.